Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 to come with special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Today's Daf, Brachas, Daf Vav, Brachas 6a, pagination page 11. We're going to start from the three lines before that on the bottom of page 10. And what we'd like to focus on today is the mitzvah of davening with a minyan, and in particular, davening in shul. We introduced the topic on the bottom of Hey Amud Beis 5b, the last three lines. Tanya, beginning of the line, we learned. Abba Binyamin, Omer Abba Binyamin says, Shinaim shenichnasu lehispalel. If two people go into Davin, Vikidim echad mehem lehispalel, and one of them finished early, Vlohimtin es chavero, and he did not wait for his friend. Tosfos says this is referring to people who are davening in the field in a dangerous place, and you're leaving a person alone without protection, without a second person with him. You just walk out because you have finished davening, so what if he's still davening? V'yotza, torfin lo tefilaso befanav, so the person who left gets his tefila in heaven, gets ripped up, gets torn. They don't respect it. Shenemar toref nafsha ba'apo halamancha te'ozev oretz. You're going to walk out? He's still davening. The other person is still davening. What's the significance of this walking out? Symbolically, what's happening? So the Ben Yehoyada points out that any one person on his own has an inferior tefillah. You don't have the right intent. You don't know exactly what your merit is for your tefillah to be accepted, but when it joins with other people, so that's the concept of arvus, that everybody's intertwined, and everybody's merit helps everybody else. Ultimately, it would be in the state of having a minyan there, because once you have 10 people, then according to the concept of spheres, etc., our tradition is that a minyan has the qualities collectively to get tefillah answered. We'll see later also Hashem considered that an edah, a congregation to which he provides his presence. But in any case, there's always a concept of arvus, and over here what's described is even if two people went in to daven, you don't walk out while the other person is still davening, because essentially he's putting the finishing touches on your tefillah. And your tefillah is being validated and finished off. You don't walk out. V'lo od, not only that, you're causing Shechina to leave Klal Yisrael because you're not respecting this concept of arvus, of each person compensating for each other. A quick, beautiful mashal. Think of it as a concert. One person plays his instrument at the critical moment in the orchestra's presentation, and then as soon as he clangs his cymbals, or as soon as he plays his trumpet, he looks at the song sheets, he sees that he's done for the night, he stands up and walks out. Your presentation is still being finished up by the rest of the people, and you sit there and you wait until it gets finished off, especially if you're leaving them in danger by walking out, because he's the last person left. Let's move on to today's daf, Brachas Vav, and if you'll look at the top left corner, the Tosfos outer commentary, you'll see Hamispal of Elohim Tenes Chaveru Torfin. Tosfos is going on this Gemara. Pirish Rabbeinu Tam said, "Dzeh Hayolahem Bavatei Kinesia Shalahem Shahayu Besade." This only refers to their shuls, which were in the field. Therefore, at night, you had to wait. So Tosfos throws in two criteria for when this Gemara applies. Firstly, in the field where there's danger, and secondly, at night, because there's danger. But if you've had our shuls, typically in a reasonably safe place, so then you might not be required to remain. It's only that it's a patch and punim, as we say. You're slapping the guy in the face, making it as if you don't care about his tefillah, but if he's reasonably safe, there might not be such a requirement. Here in shul, if there's one guy left, we try to make sure to lock the combination lock on him, so that someone doesn't just wander in while he's davening. It's very distracting to think that someone can walk in just off the thoroughfare, whoever's on the street. But that's the beginning of Tosfos. Tosfos says, V'hari, Rabbeinu Yitzchak, the famous Baal Tosfos, Hayu ma'achar tefiloso, he would wait, u'ma'arich, ad sheyetzu kulam, until everybody would leave. He liked to be the last person so that he shouldn't be in violation of this statement. Apparently, even if it wasn't in the field, and even if it wasn't necessarily at night, and if someone would walk in, meaning someone else was later than he, he would pull out a sefer and he would study until they were finished. Well, I got to walk out on him. There's a Gemara about it. He didn't want to do that. And it's proper to be strict even by us, even if we don't have these criteria of in the field and at night, where it's a case of danger, still to respect the fact that the other person who's davening is complementing, is completing my tefillah, and I respect his tefillah, and I don't walk out on him. Let's continue on the theme of the power of a Beis HaKnesses. Brachas Vav Amad Aleph 6a, about halfway down the page in the smaller lines, but only go down halfway, it must be about 30 lines down, Tanya Abba Ben Yomin Omer, another statement from Abba Ben Yomin. Beginning of the line, Tanya Abba Ben Yomin Omer, Ein tefillah shel adam nishma'as ela beveis hakneses. The tefillah of a person is only heard in a beis hakneses. That's where the true power of tefillah is. Obviously, if a person has to daven elsewhere, you still daven. But when he says ain't tefillah, it's not comparable. The power in a beis hakneses. Shneemar, as the pasuk says, l'shmoa el harina ve'el hatefillah. Hashem listens to the song and to the prayer. V'makom rina shamtei tefillah. The place of song. That's the place of prayer. That's where you have your power. This would seem to indicate, number one, just a statement of fact, that typically communal song only exists in the Beis HaKnesses. You have an ad hoc minyan, or a private person davening, typically they don't sing. A second observation is that apparently singing is an intrinsic part of the Beis HaKnesses. Some people back off, and should we really sing? Singing, we're very cold sometimes, Lithuanian style. Apparently the Gemara says singing is an intrinsic part. I remember in Passaic, in the yeshiva, by Hanukkah, we were singing a lot of songs once by a mesiba, and one of the chevra came up to the Rosh Yeshiva and said, you know, I don't understand, what are we wasting time on the songs? Why don't we just get up to the Divrei Torah? And the Rosh Yeshiva looks at him with a smile. Can you translate the words Psukei Dezimra that we say every morning before we start the formal Shema and Shemona Esrei? Psukei Dezimra. Psukim of song. Apparently song has a role in Jewish life. So I remember the guy answered, I once heard a pshat in Psukei Dezimra. Rosh Yeshiva said, I'm not interested in a pshat. What's pasha pshat? Dezimra, of song. Apparently song is an intrinsic part of warming up, of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is typically done in a shul, as opposed to other settings where we generally don't have whatever, the Yishuv Hadas, the structure in order to do that. So that's one step that the Gemara says, that a Beis HaKnesses is an ideal place for davening. Amar Rav bar Rav Ada, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Minayim Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Matsui beBeis HaKnesses. Hashem is found in the Beis HaKnesses. Shenemar Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel. Hashem stands in the congregation, in the heavenly congregation. Group of people get together to daven. It's a heavenly pursuit. Hashem comes. Uminayim La'asar Hashem Espalam Sheshchina Imahem. How do you know that Hashem joins 10 who are davening? Shenemar Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel, the same pasuk. Let's drop down to the fourth line in the wide, the end of the line, V'chi. You'll see they're medium wides, and then they're very wides. We're in the medium wides, fourth line at the end of the line. Ask the Gemara, after a long piece here of explaining how Hashem joins three people, also Hashem joins different groups of people. Ask the Gemara, v'chimeyachad afilu telasa asarim ivoi. If Hashem joins three, so why did we need, what's the significance of 10? So answers the Gemara, asara kodma shechina va'asya. By 10, Hashem anticipates their coming. If they normally have 10, Hashem anticipates and He comes even before they have 10. Telasa adiyasvi. By 3, He waits till the actual 3 are present. Skip to the next page, about 8 lines down at the end of a line, 2 dots. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan takes this one step further. B'shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'vav HaKnesses, Hashem comes to the Beis HaKnesses because He anticipates 10. V'lo motzah ba'asar, and that day 10 didn't show up. Miyad Hu Koes, Hashem gets angry. Shene'emar, madu abasi ve'inish, how can it be I came and they're still missing one person? Karasi, I called upon you. You know, I placed my calling card here. I came. I anticipated a minion, the joy, the ein ona, and they don't have the ability to answer a davar shabikdusha. They don't have 10. They can't say Kaddish. They can't say Baruch Hu. Hashem's disappointed. And that's this concept of a Beis HaKnesses. Not only does Hashem listen to the tefillah better, not only is it structured better, but Hashem actually comes in anticipation if they normally have a minion. Yeshikoach, have a wonderful day.